Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name's Shalette. How can I help
you?
Hey,
what's up? Good. I just need to talk to someone about my account, I guess.
Okay. One moment. Who am I speaking with?
Cayman Georges.
Thank you, Cayman. One more moment. Okay, for Gator Equipment Services, LLC?
Yes, ma'am.
How can I help today?
Like on one of the posts, or something, it says Demco Roofing.
Oh, let me go look at your post.
And then it needs to say, like, it says Rotan. It needs to say Abilene. Anywhere it says Rotan, we need to say Abilene.
Okay, give me another moment. So I can see, you know, where you wanted to say Rotan and Abilene instead of Rotan, but tell me again about that different business name that you're seeing.
Yeah, it may have been on a Facebook post or something.
Okay, I was looking at a Google post. Okay, let me go look at that. Or, yeah, give me just a moment. And what does it say? What am I looking for again?
One of the recent posts, it says Demco Roofing or something instead of...
Demco Roofing. Okay. Let me go look at Facebook. It's not the Google post.
Oh, thank you. I know I saw it somewhere. Now I'm trying to...
Oh, sure. Let's look around here.
Hopefully I'm not tripping. No.
It could happen. Let's just find out. First, I'm going to look at Facebook ads.
Yeah, it was this Renee. I don't know. I guess they got it fixed, so, because it was this post.
Okay. So you did find a post where it was there, but not now, right?
Correct. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, wait a second.
I said it either, but I guess it got resolved, and I just didn't.
Well, wait a second, though. I am looking at your Google Ads, and so now I'm not looking at a post yet. What I'm looking at is the Facebook ad preview, and it does have an email. It has a website on there, dimcoroofing.com. Now let me look.
Oh.
Okay, I should be at gatorequipmentservice.com. Okay, so I did locate something. Give me just a moment. And then I'll look again at posts.
Like I said, I knew I saw something somewhere.
Right, there's so many little places something could be.
Dude, I know that. I know that.
Yep. Okay, so just a moment. I'm going to look a little deeper, okay? Now I'm just going to look at the Facebook page and see if I spotted anywhere in there, because it's possible that it was there and they fixed that, but they didn't fix the ad. So just going to take a peek. Okay, so website's right on, I don't see it in the post here, so I'm going to say, I'm going to let our team know to be correct, to correct it on the Google or Facebook ad. And now another thing that you said though, about everywhere that it said Rokan, you wanted it to say Abilene, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay. We can change that through our content and in the ads. Okay. And in some ways, you'll still be connected to Rotem because that's where you exist. So your primary search phrase is still going to say that, but we can change that content and the way it reads.
Yeah, I just need to be more promoting towards Abilene. You know, like when people look up Abilene, I need to be in that realm.
Okay. And how far
just
is Abilene from you?
That's where the money is. Ma'am?
How far is Abilene from Rotem?
Like 50 miles, but.
Okay. Well, I'm checking.
It's just where I live in a small West Texas town. Like, I got like 1,000 people in my town, not even.
Oh, I
understand. Abilene is the next biggest town that we have. And
that makes
so
sense.
That's just where the money is.
When we're working in a dense area where there's towns all connected everywhere, then we would say, well, you know, Houston cities are within 30 minutes of you. But if you're spread out, well, like you said, and this is the closest one, then that's what it needs to be. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
that's definitely what it needs to be.
Okay, so I'll ask them to add that in your service area, change it on the content, and then to update the Facebook page, okay?
Okay, awesome. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.